We are learning Masechta Shabbos Tav Samach Beis, and we are starting on Tav Samach Beis Amar Aleph, four lines from the top. In the middle of a sugya, the Gemara had a shaila about a kameo which has Shemois and Psukim on it, Shemois of Hashem and Psukim on it, if you're allowed to go into a bathroom with that kameo or not. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya. There must be, you can go into the bathroom. Why? Because it says that if it's a mumcha, kameya mumcha, you're allowed to walk out with it. And Mr. Sarabim, if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take it off. So then you might carry it because you might have to go to the bathroom and take it off. So it sounds like, Zog Dr. Gemara, it's a raya from our Mishnah. They could take the kameya into the bathroom, because if not, if you couldn't take it into the bathroom, so then it would be a shaila of a chashash in a gum to carry it. So my answer is the case was of our Mishnah allows you to go out on Shirabim is it was Mechupa'ar, it was covered with leather. And since it was covered with leather, therefore it's you're allowed to go into the bathroom with it, and therefore you're allowed to carry it. And it would sound like it would come out, Lamaisa, that you can't go into the bathroom with it if it's not covered. And that's what you talk about Paskin, Shulchan Aruch, and Yeridaya, and Reish Pei Beis. It comes to the Rambam, that we Paskin Lamaisi, you can't go into the bathroom with a Kameya, but if it's covered, you can. Great thing, Marakasha, how can you say that helps being covered by R, but covered by leather, very tefillin, the Mechupa, or the Batim, cover the Parashiyos, and still it says, the Tain says in the Braisa, Hanichas Bezakisei, Choylid, Satfillin, Verichok, Abamois. The law is, you go into the Bezakisei, you have to take the tefillin 4 hours away from the Bezakisei, and then Venichnas, then you go in. So, Choyra, what's the problem? It's covered. Zok to Gemara, could the Parsha cover the tefillin? The Gemara, no, dear, the problem going in is because the tefillin itself, the Batim itself, have a shin on it. Hasa, Mashum Shin. The shin on the outside of the batim, it spells the name of Hashem Shakai, because you have a shin on the tefillin shel roish, and then the back of the ritzuris you have a dalad, and then the ritzuris of the yad you have a yud. It altogether spells Hashem's name, and the shin is a local moshe Sinai. Therefore, you can't go into the bathroom with the tefillin because of the shin. That is the reason why you can't go into the bathroom. And the Gemara goes further, and Omar Abaya dalas shel tefillin is also halacha mishmas Sinai, and v'ma baya yud shel tefillin halacha mishmas Sinai the yud by the shel yad also is halacha mishmas Sinai. Tosfos says you're not gerus these two gemaras, and the reason is because Tosfos holds that the only problem going into the bathroom is only the shel roish that has the shin, but the ritzuos is not a problem going into the bathroom, and therefore he's not gerus this gemara that's halacha mishmas Sinai. And just Ritzua is a Lachem Mashina, but the Dalad and the Yud are not Lachem Mashina according to Tosfos, and he says you're allowed to go into the bathroom, taco with, you know, you don't have to take it off before you go into the bathroom, and that's what we're in Tosfos before, Dav Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Ramaschal Dilma. Akaponim, that's what comes out in the Gemara, that a Kameh that's covered, you go into the bathroom, and a Kameh that's uncovered, even though it was Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara never was pushed to Shaila, but sounds like from the Gemara, from the Elo, Hakmar Yiskinim, Chupar, that if it's not covered with R, you're not allowed to go into the bathroom with it. Zok the Gemara, one more Gemara before the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a person is not allowed to go out loy be shir yoin, loy be kasta, loy be megafayim. What are these things? Zok the Gemara, shir yoin is zarda. That's like a armor, like wearing armor, like metal armor. So you're not, even though it's a malbush, you're wearing it, you're not allowed to go out with it. We'll see in a second why. Kasta amarav is sanavarta. That's like a helmet. It's a helmet. And magafayim amarav puzmuki. That's like metal boots. So these three things are all army paraphernalia, the things you wear when you go out to war. You know, the armor, the helmet, and the boots. And the reason why you're not allowed to go out with it is, Rashi says later on, the reason why you're not allowed to go out with it is even though it's a malbush and you're wearing it, and it's normal to wear it, but people shouldn't think you're going out to Mahama on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go out to Mahama on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go to war on Shabbos. So therefore, it shouldn't be chashed you. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear this on Shabbos and go out with an Shish Rabbim. So the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah now is going to talk about the things that you can go out on Shabbos and a person will be chayiv chatas to go out with it on Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah, L'seitze isha b'machat hanakuva. A woman cannot go out with a needle, with a hole, the eye of the needle. That's a needle used for sewing. You never wear that. It's never a malbush. You now go out with that on Shabbos because that's called a master, it's called carrying. She's now allowed to go out with a ring, a finger ring that has a signet on it, because that wasn't the derech of Isha to go out at all with that ring. She goes out with the ring without a signet. But with a signet, which is a business, a commercial ring, she does not go out with, and therefore if she goes out with it, she's chayav achatas. But loy b'chaliyar, if you're not allowed to go out with the chaliyar, we'll see what that means. It's a type of pin, type of brooch, type of pin. Veloy bekevelas, she's not allowed to go out with the kevelas. The Gemara will explain also, it's something that holds smelly besamim. She can't go out with, hanging from her neck, a little flask of plaitin, which is like a farsamine oil. She goes out all these things. Chayev eschatas. She is chayev eschatas. And we'll see pshat and why it's tloichosho plaitin and kevelas, why she's chayev eschatas. We'll see in the Gemara. Divra Meir. Sorry, Meir holds. Vecham paitin mekevelas of a tloichosho plaitin. Chum hold your potter by this besom hanging from the neck. Your potter. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about that. Back upon him, the first Gemara is going to deal with the second thing in the Mishnah. It says that a tabas yesh lo chayisim yichayev echatas. Isha goes out with a tabas with a signet on it. It's not just a It's not just a piece of jewelry. It's a useful tabas, commercial tabas. If the Isha goes out with that on Shabbos, she is chayev echatas. Omula v'chiluveyem v'ish. By a man, it's the opposite. That if he goes out with a chaysim, a tabas or a chaysim, then it's only awesome to have on, because really it's normal, it's a jewelry for him. But we said that you're not allowed to go out even with jewelry in the Shusar Rabbim, because he might take it off. So it's awesome to have on. But a tabas without a chaysim, a lady's ring, is the raisa, Zakdullah. That's the raisa. He goes out with a diamond ring, it is awesome to the raisa. That's what Ula says. Alma kasava Ula, call me the chazi le ish, le chazi le isha. You see from Ula that anything that's royal for Ish to wear, if the Isha wears it, it's a masui. It's called carrying. And sometimes royal for Isha, like a nice ring, if Ish wears it, it's also a masui. They don't, you know, you would have a having to say that if other people, other humans wear something, even though it doesn't pass for you, at least it makes it into a malbish. Kamashma Ula, no, that something that's royal for Ish is not royal for Isha, and something that's made for Isha is not royal for Ish. That's what Ula says. Most of Rabbi Yisrael, there's a kasha on that. It says in a brisa, Haroyim, Yoitzim, Besakim, Royim allowed to go out on Shabbos with a sack. They used to wear a sack cloth to protect them from the rain, because they're always out on the field, and they can't go out with regular clothing. So this for them is regular clothing. They always wore, like, you know, workers' clothing. They're allowed to go out with sakim. And the Rai says, not only Royim allowed to go out on Shabbos with the sack, and it's not called carrying. Ela kol odom, every person is mutter. Ela shadarkom shalroyim lots of sakim. It's normal for Royim to go out, but since Royim wear this, it's called a beged, and every person who wears such a thing is mutter to go out with it, because it's called a beged by everyone. So you see that just if other people wear it, even though for you it's not the type, it's still called a malbish. So the Gemara's kasha is if you know ladies wear that diamond ring, so a man wears it, should be enough. It's not worse than wearing royim, a shepherd's clothing. It's not worse than wearing a shepherd's sack. It's not worse than that. That's the Gemara's kasha on Ula. It's like the Gemara, Lamar Rav Yosef, Kesavar, Ula holds, Kesavar Ula, Noshim Am Bifnei Atzmanheim. They hold, they're a nation by itself. There's the two nations. There's the ladies and the men. And they consider two separate things. And one person's use of a certain clothing does not have any effect on someone else's, on the Isha. And the Isha's clothing has no effect on a man. They have no shaykhis to each other. Masha'inke and Rayim, they're all from the same nation. Just one is has this job, one has that job. That's enough to make it called clothing. Eisve, Yabaya, Sabaya is a kashav. That's true. They're saying that the Noshima Amfnei Atzmam, their own nation, as to a kashav, it says, Amoitzi Tfilin, on Shabbos, we found Tfilin on the street. And it's a bazillion to be there. So halacha is, even though usually not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, like we said before, because you might come to carry it if you go to the bathroom. But still, if you find it in a bazillion, you're allowed to take it in wearing it. Hamoitzit tefillin, machlisim zug zug, you bring it one pair at a time, because derech malbush, and it will matter to bring it in, because it's a bazillion for the tefillin. And it says in the Mishnah there, in the Braisa, echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. Saya ish and saya isha are allowed to do this and bring in tefillin by wearing it. If you say Noshma the own nation, Lachayr Noshma Potter from Tvilin. Mitzvah says it's my grandma. Tvilin is a mitzvah that says it's my grandma. Mitzvah says it's my grandma. Noshma Turis, Noshma Potter. After a Potter comes out, that by them it's never a malbish. By a man, it's a malbish. That doesn't make a difference. He's a deraan from the atzman. And the noshim itself never wear tefillin because they're potter. Now, why is it a mitzvah to say shema grama? What do you mean? We put on tefillin every day. Teretz is because Yom Tov and Shabbos, there's no tefillin. And at night, there's no tefillin. So you see, it's the weekdays that are goyim tefillin. So it's a mitzvah to say shema zman grama. Anything that's totally in a time, certain zman, ladies are potter. So we're assuming that tefillin, ladies are potter and tefillin. If ladies are potter and tefillin, so how are they allowed to wear it if it's not a malbish by them? So the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Hossam, Kosova, Rabbi Meir, Shalila, Zman, Tfilin, whom? Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Meir, who says, this Brisa is Stam Brisa, which is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, who says that Isha is allowed to wear it, holds, Kosova, Rabbi Meir, Lila, Zman, Tfilin, whom? He holds that Lila, Zman, Tfilin. Shabbos is mantfilin. He holds really that Laila is mantfilin and Shabbos is mantfilin. So havli mitzvah says shaloi zman grama. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah says zman grama. V'chol mitzvah says shaloi hazman grama. Noshim chayavas. Tak according to Rambeya, ladies are chayiv and tefillin. Ladies are chayiv and tefillin. And the Mefarshim explained that even though there's a Gemara kedusha, maybe that sounds like there's a different miyat for tefillin besides for mitzvah says zman grama. But this Gemara obviously argues. This Gemara holds that since it's a mitzvah says shaloi hazman grama, Noshim are chayiv. Noshim are chayiv. So therefore, it makes sense that it's a malbish because by them they're chayiv taka chayiv as much as men. Therefore, it's a malbish. But in chanamik they be potter. You wouldn't be able to wear it because they're an am b'fnei atzman. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah now, and the Gemara says, it says in our Mishnah that some aisha goes out with a ring that has a chosim. She is chayav achatas. Break the Gemara kashav hoitzal klachayadi. The Gemara's kasha is that going out with a ring with tabas on her finger, it's not a normal thing to wear, so it's not a malbush. And we're saying she's chayav achatas. But the problem is she's not carrying it with her hand. L'chayra, the only time you chayav achatas is when you carry something in a normal way. But if you carry something in a funny way, for example, you put something in your sack and you walk around with it, or you put something under your yarmulke and you walk around with it, that's not called haitzah kedarka, and it's not chayav achatas. So here, if you put it on your finger, it's not a normal thing, it's not a normal way of carrying it, because by her she doesn't wear such a thing, so then l'chayra it's haitzah kalachayad, and it shouldn't be chayav achatas. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why are you saying a ring that has a chosim that's not normal for Isha to wear is chayav achatas? If it's not normal to wear, so we understand it's a masui, but she's carrying it in a funny way. And for the Gemara of Yirmiyah, Isha Gizbaras Askino. We're talking about a lady who's a treasurer, and by her, it is normal for her to wear it. But of course, she can't wear it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, no treasury job, and it's not a tachshit, it's not a jewelry. So therefore, Yechayev Echatas. It's not carrying Kedarka. It is carrying Kedarka because she is a treasurer. So the Gemara, Amar, Rabba, good, Taratzta, Isha. Okay, you answer Isha. The Isha goes out with Tabas, with a Chosim, can be Chayev because it's possible to be called a normal way of carrying. And Echanam is not a Malbish, but it's a normal way of carrying because she's a treasurer. But we said an Ish that walks out with a diamond ring is Chayev Echatas also. What are you going to say? Ish, according to Ula, said Chayev Echatas, Ish, Mayek Lameima. Like, what are you going to say then? How are you going to chayav chata? Zuchar is klachayad. You're carrying klachayad. You never wear a ring like that. And you never wear a ring like that. It should be considered like a funny way of carrying it. Elam harava, different mahalach. That it is normal to carry a ring that way, even though you don't wear it. Why? When a person gives his wife his signet ring to put away into the safe or into the box, and when she takes it there, she doesn't want to lose it. She puts it on her finger. Those days didn't have pockets so much. She puts it on her finger. Even a pocket, you could lose it. So she puts it on her finger to carry it that way. So to bring it to the back. She puts it on her hand. She wears it on her hand until she gets to the kufsa. So you see that that's a way of carrying it. The opposite way is true also. The woman gives the baal tabas to bring it to the jeweler to fix it, lasakin. And what does he do when he wants to bring it? He puts it on his hand, on his finger, until he gets to the jeweler because he doesn't want to lose it. And the reason why it says here jeweler and there kufsa, the pshat is pasha, the isha wears a ring all the time. The only time she takes it off, she gives it to the husband, is only when you're bringing it to the jeweler. Mashenki, the man, only wears it when he goes to work. When he finishes work, he gives it to the isha to put it away into the kufsa. But in any case, we're saying it is a normal way of carrying, because when they bring it from place to place, they put it on their finger. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah that v'loy, Isha shouldn't go out, v'chulya v'loy v'kavelas. My kulya. What is a kulya? Amrav machbanta. It's a pin. It's like a pin that they wear, sometimes to tie the two sides of the shirts together, that type of pin. And you're not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. And the reason is, because most people don't wear this pin, and therefore it's considered a maser. It's not a normal thing to go out with this pin. It's not one of the things they used to wear. It's not a normal malbush. And therefore, it is carrying, because it's not a normal thing to wear. What's kovelas? Amarav chamarta de pilon. It's a little, like a pouch, and they put it in a besamim called pilon. Rashi says maybe it's bosom. And they walk around with it. If Isha has a bad body odor, she wears this to make herself smell good. That kovelas is chamarta de pilon, a little bundle of bosom. And Dr. Gemara, what's the halach? We said in our Mishnah that if you go out with this kovelas, the chamarta de pilon, yichai v'chatos, because it is a masui. What's the pshat? The pshat is because since you're not wearing it as a jewelry, you're wearing it to take away a bad smell, and they don't really want to wear it, but just have no choice because they want to take away the bad smell. That's called a masui according to Ramea. So Gemara says it's really machlekes. Tana Rabbanon. We saw in our Mishnah, right? Two shittas. There's really three shittas about this. Tana Rabbanon. Leseitzei v'kavelas. A isha should not go out with this kavelas, with this besamim over her neck. From Yatsasov, she goes out like that. Chayev is chatas. She's chayev is chatas. Divrei Rameir. As Rameir holds. V'chomim leseitzei. You should not go out. From Yatsasov, patura, you're part of machatas. V'chom hold, it is a stickle of a malbush. It is a tachshit. But you shouldn't go out with chatas. You shouldn't go out with it on Shabbos because you might show it to someone. And therefore, you are, it's us to go out, but you're potter, it's not chayv. She's even allowed to go out with this besamim, with this perfume over her neck, l'chatchila. She's allowed to go out l'chatchila on Shabbos. But my kamifi, what's the machlekes? Ramei is a masui. Ramei is a masui, like we said, because it's only there to take away smell. It's not called a tachshit. It's not called jewelry according to Ramei. It is called jewelry, it's considered jewelry, since anyone who has bad smell wears it. So, you know, to walk out this perfume is jewelry. But why is it awesome in the Rabbanon? Dilma shofa machbe, might take it off and show it. V'asit le'atuye, should have come to carry it, dal damas in Shishurabim. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, man dark lemir, who puts this on? Isha shereichara, Isha doesn't have a good smell. Isha shereichara, shofa machbe. Isha has a bad smell, will not take it off to show it to anyone, because it's embarrassing for her that she even has this thing. So there's nothing special to show off, and therefore she's not going to take it off. Come to carry. So it means Rabbi Yez holds mamash mutter l'chatchila because it's a malbush, it's a tachshit, and I might show it to someone. You're not showing anyone your perfume that's trying to save you from bad smell. Break the marakash of Atanya Rabbi Yez a poiter because tuchus applied. The lesson the Bryce says Rabbi Yez holds potter. Now potter usually means that's potter aval aser. It's potter from chatas, but it's us to go out. So here it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's potter to go out to the kavelas with sluchos or python. Like kasha, it's not shver. Really holds mutter. But ha ki koyad ramei. When he's going with ramei, holds chayv chatos, he says loshen potter. Ha ki koyad rabbanon. When he's going under rabbanon, who says usher, then he says mutter l'chatchila. So the Gemara explains ki koy ad ramei the ama chayv chatos, he says potter. Ki koyad rabbanon army potter of usher. Then he says it's mutter lechatchila. So what is going on? The Rabbanon says part of us. He says mutter. We're going around Meir Chayv Chata. He says part of, but really he means mutter as well.